From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Australia officials say a South Korean-born man has been arrested and charged with acting as an economic agent for North Korea. Chan Han Cho, a naturalized Australian citizen, was arrested Saturday in Sydney, where he had lived for decades. The Australian Federal Police said if Choi had been successful in brokering the illicit deal that included weapons of mass destruction, he would have secured tens of millions of dollars for North Korea. This man is a loyal agent of North Korea, believing he was acting to serve some higher patriotic purpose, said AFP Assistant Commissioner Neil Gagan. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said he had been briefed on the case, calling it a very, very serious matter. A three-man space crew featuring American and Japanese rookie astronauts, as well as an experienced Russian cosmonaut, blasted off Sunday for a six-month mission at the International Space Station. Scott Tingle of NASA is the American who is flying with them. While most flights on the ISS take around 6 hours, the trio will take the more circuitous two-way route due to the lab's position in space at the time of the launch. Docking is expected on Tuesday at 8:43 GMT. The political party of Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has called for angry protests during the visit to Jerusalem next week of U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. Trump angered Palestinians earlier this month when he announced that the U.S. would recognize Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, reversing a delicate policy he had put in place that had been in place for decades. That both Palestinians and Israelis claim Jerusalem as their true capital. Crowds in Pyongyang continued to mark the sixth anniversary of the death of Kim Jong-il on Sunday, laying flowers and bowing to statues and portraits of past leaders is a ritual in North Korea on all major anniversaries and holidays. This man said from Pyongyang that he came to bow to his great general, and it makes me miss the great general more and more. Now our country has become a powerful nuclear state, he said, and that wouldn't have been possible without the devotion and efforts of the great general. Kim Jong-il died in December 17, 2011. Saturday, North Korea state media fired back at U.S. President Donald Trump for verbal attacks. An article referred to the president as an old lunatic and warned to, quote, be prudent if they don't want our bitter disgrace and destruction. It went on to warn the U.S. that it would resort to military action. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said on Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States. The UN Refugee Agency reports aid agencies are bracing for another humanitarian emergency in Yemen as people flee from intensified fighting in frontline areas on Yemen's west coast. 1,400 people have fled in the past few days. This follows recent fighting in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, and neighboring areas. Agency spokesman Babar Balak says emergency relief kits for 2,000 families have been sent. But, he says, Saudi Arabia's blockade of Yemen is harming emergency operations. For more news, go to our website, voanews.com. I'm Ann Ball reporting from the studios in Washington, D.C.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host, and this is the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. This is Music to the Max, 55 minutes of awesome, carefully curated Pan-African music, music news, and exclusive artist interviews. You're part of the show too, Ems. Your posts, your DMs, tweets, voice messages, texts, song requests, even your own songs are all considered and sometimes included right in the show. Today I've got two featured guests. First, the desert rock band Kela Souf. That comes in at 20 past the hour. And second, pianist-composer Joe Kayat. We'll hear from Joe at 40 past the hour and listen to his amazing piece, Afro Bach. Now, in between, before and after, it's all great music, starting with this classic from South Africa, Mkomboti, by Ivan Shaka Shaka. Everybody, come and drink my magic beer.
When my Zamin, Wopum Komboti. When my Zamin, Wopum Komboti.
We'll be right back.
Hello, my M's. This is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of MTIA. That was Yvonne Shaka Shaka's classic Mkomboti, or African beer, from her 1987 album, Thank You, Mr. DJ. Oh, here's a brand new sound from the DRC diaspora, Jupiter and Oques. This is Musonsu, track 2 on the 2017 album Kinsane. Jupiter's message here is this. A French expression says, it's not worth a nail. And yet, without nails, wooden planks cannot become a house. Never scorn what creates unity, for without unity, we would remain insignificant. Yes. Hello, my peeps. That was Jupiter and Oques with Musonsu. I'm betting these guys give an amazing live concert. And lucky for us, they're about to launch their U.S. tour in January. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. Let's downshift now with this, Longer Than Forever. It's by Mr. Jukebox, an up-and-coming artist based out of Atlanta, Georgia, born and raised in Lagos.
Fall apart, that's what they wanna see. Always fighting, always bickering. But our love is stronger than titania. Yeah. Me and you together, destiny. Swear I'll love you till I R.I.P. No lie, oh my mind.
I was with this girl, yesterday with that girl, nah, nah. I know they watching, praying that we never make it, love, my love. We will always be together till the world falls apart. We'll storm through any weather, say my love, your love. Last longer than forever, don't you worry. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. I know they wanna see us fall, so you know we're gonna give it up. I know they wanna see us fail, so baby, to the sky we go. I know they wanna see us fall, so you know we're gonna give it up. I know they wanna see us fail, so to the sky we go. My love, we will always be together. Oh, till the world falls apart. We'll storm through any weather.
Hi, Willy Nubians, and you're listening to
Music Time in Africa
on Voice of America with Heather Maxwell. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. Over the past few weeks, you may have noticed that I've been bringing you music stories that I brought back with me from Brussels. I was there in September. Well, here's another one. Singer-songwriter Anana Haruna is the leader of a desert rock band, Kel Asuf. It just so happened that when I was in Brussels, he was working on new songs for his fourth album, this time in a trio format with keyboardist Sofiane Ben Youssef and drummer Olivier Penou. So I met Anana at the studio one cold and really rainy day to hear his new music and meet him in person. Here I am entering Goldfinger Studio in Saint-Gilles. Session in progress. An ensuing interview with Asna is translated from French. I'm here with the group. It's really nice to meet all of you. How did you start out in music?
I started music like that, by listening to people. It was in the north, Niger, during the rebellion, which made it so I really fell in love with music, especially the guitar. In our culture, the guitar is a new instrument that came with revolution and all of that. So I started to learn music that way.
You also, you do a mix of music. There's Tuareg. I noticed there's some really traditional Tuareg songs. But there are also some songs that are a little punk even. Or...
That's the new sounds. The guitar arrived as a new instrument in Tuareg music. Today, we, Kelasouf, what we bring is a new sound that one doesn't hear every day where we're from. So that's the beauty of this project. For us, it's something really new. Also for people who are going to listen to this in the deserts. This sound sung in Tamashek. What is this here? It's really something new.
You're in the middle of making a new album, in fact.
Yeah, you're in the process of working on new songs. Can you tell me how you arrived here in Belgium? Why you came here? And if it's tied to the war or the violence?
When I came here to Belgium, I really came here like that, not really tied to war or violence. But it's true that before I left Niger, I stayed with my family until I was 12. And so it was because of the war that we fled and left for Libya and all of that, because there's a political problem between the Tuareg people and the central government of Niger. So because of that, many Tuareg families went into exile in Libya, Algeria. Many young people left their studies. I was in school. I had to leave my studies. It's really an exile that we didn't choose. So I found myself in the army very young. I found myself in the rebellion. It's there also that I took the guitar, and today the sound that we play today, plus rock, it's a sound that expresses, in fact, the rage that it's in you, that you feel you have to get out, and you express it through music.
Hello, my M's. This is Heather, and that concludes my interview from Brussels with Anana Haruna and his band Kelasouf. Hope you liked it. The song was Europa from the band's 2016 album, Tikunen. This is Music Time in Africa. Here's Kidi featuring Mayor Kun and Davido.
One time, go.
Hakuna matata. Jambo Africa. Hakuna matata. Hello everybody, this is Japin, and you're listening to the Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
Hi sweethearts, this is Dr. Maxwell. Next up, brand new hip hop from the Volta. You know that's gotta be Adam. Followed by some South African house and a short but sweet guitar picking foot tapper from Malawi.
Church.
Here's Adam Jesus. With Mighty Jesus featuring Jay So and EL.
You think you walking on this path alone? You think everything you did was by yourself? Oh no, oh no, oh no. You best give all glory to God. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He walks with us all now. Come
in
now.
Erotic Kasa, make it happen. I know go act like you know be sick. A few I made it rapping. I may be trapped in. Maybe I'm lacking a few words of inspiration. Maybe distracted. Maybe my life is stuck in the fast lane. No time for myself if they asking. No church. And what's worse, the excuses. But I'm blind if I don't know what my soul's worth. All these blessings I'm receiving, the air that I'm breathing. The least that I can do is believe in. Yo, love, you call me perfect. So if I fail to acknowledge you, then it makes me worthless. You gave me a voice, and I'ma use it right. Speak the truth, bless the soul, and give good advice.
Church, did you know the Lord is undefeated? 1 million and oh, 1 billion and oh, infinity and oh. Can't nobody stop him, so don't you dare try.
Mercy, these murderers are trying to hurt me. I wake up bright and early and thank God I'm not yet buried. I'm steady clocking 30. Mama tells me not to worry, but how can I not be worried when I date a flock of birdies? It's first class when I fly from my crown to Jersey. Get picked up by security cause I got to show maturity. I do the most but the quiet behind the curtain till commissary or mortuary retire my jersey. Yo, let me chill. These words are very real. If my pride is my medicine, I'll swallow every pill and cupped it in my back till I signed that heavy deal. And got out people like
my Jesus.
You watch me turn this water into wine and propose a toast. Tonight it's not a sober bone in my body, I'm comatose. Hold your nose, and Lord forgive me for my sins, I'm a different man. I pray to
Jesus.
You holler at your boy.
Hallelujah.
I feel the electricity right now. Cause the electricity's coming from the only power source that I know. The only battery in my battery. Jesus Christ.
What up, cop team? African answer.
Oh, yeah, the child.
All right, let's get it. Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd, tidy nana coming here. The Lord is my fortress, tidy for the come a come. No more drama, no more drama. Hallelujah, no more drama. All the pain go away, yes, when you can't afford it. The rising in me coming forth, so we talk less. The rising in me high, so the enemy to vex. The rising in me crying, triple, so I'm never lost. I'm on the road from the rod to the riches with a cross. PR engineer with order, both a nation, how we're born. I call with hoop like I'm called a revolution out of corner. Open up another vola, but I was up and I'm a walk at that. I'm still the revelation, but I name a Genesis. Go get him, Jay, so EO the nemesis.
Hallelujah.
See, what I'm trying to tell you is, in the other days, in that final game, in that final Super Bowl, of life and death, you better make sure you on the right team. And that team is with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You ain't gonna get no do-overs. You only gonna get one play. Make sure it's the right one. In our Father's name, we pray. Hallelujah.
Hey, hey, this is Teta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
tanda zui vere roma Izo vusala lumbe fumlo wako Ini gitembeli cha Na tanda zui vere roma Izo vusala lumbe fumlo wako Ini gitembeli cha
Mama Music, Maxwell Lovin, millions of listeners and followers of Music Time in Africa. That's why I call you my M's. Okay, so you just heard Lengoma by DJ Sabu and featuring Zahara. And now it's time to settle down for just 2 minutes, 37 seconds and listen to this musical gem. This is Wilson Makawa, recorded in Bulawayo, Malawi in 1960. The song Bamba Siaya, sung in Chewa, is one of advice for Mr. Siaya. It seems he'd gotten married, so needed to finally stop fighting and resolve his disputes with discussion instead of fist.
Iwe bambo mwakwatira kumakumenyana nuleke Iwe bambo Kumenyana nuleke Ngati pali mau Ngochita zokamba Kumakumenyana nuleke Ngati pali mau Ngochita zonena Kumakumenyana nuleke Kumakumenyana nuleke Ngati pali mau sita zonena koma kumenyana mleke.
That was Bambos Yaya, a 1960 recording from Malawi by the sweet, gentle voice and guitar picking of Wilson Makawa. We're almost at 40 past the hour. Time to meet our second guest, Joe Kayat, right after this.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. That's what's up.
Get ready to listen to a surprising song, a prelude actually, called Afro Bach. Now, if you listen to the show often, you already know musician Lassana Djabate. He's one of the world's leading balafonists of the Manding Djeli tradition. And he came through D.C. in 2015 with the award-winning ensemble Trio Dakali. Here's Lassana after that performance.
Hi, I'm Lassana Djabate, balafon player. I love Music Time in Africa.
You say you can't speak English.
And, well, Lassana's magic mallets are in high demand everywhere and have been for decades. From reggae to rap to regional folk pop. Djabate plays it all beautifully. You might also remember Joe Kayat. I've had him on the show a few times too.
Hello, my name is Joe Kayat. I'm a pianist living in Nice. So I want to say hello to all my friends in Africa. Hello, everybody. Peace and love. I love you.
Joe's a jazz pianist and composer who's spent his lifetime exploring world music traditions. Africa is one of his favorite parts of the world, in particular West and North Africa. Disc 2 from Kayat's 1999 double album Departures showcases his African compositions with titles like Siraba, Chaura, Duga Cocktail, well, now Joe has come out with a new album. It's called Multicolor Stuff, and it features several compositions with Lassana Djabate, as well as La Crème de la Crème, he says, of Afro-Cuban musicians in Paris. The surprising song, Afro Bach, which we're going to listen to in a moment, is Joe's interpretation on his new album of the Prelude and Fugue in C-sharp major by Johann Sebastian Bach. That fugue was composed in 1722. Afro Bach is performed by Joe, Lassana, and bassist Philippe Cabrera. Joe joins me by phone from France to present it right after this.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, hey guys, now let's bring in Joe Kayat and listen to Afro Bach. So, hello, Joe. It's great to hear from you again. Your piece, Afro Bach, is a stunning version of an 18th century Johann Sebastian Bach prelude.
Exactly, so, right. It's a song I play when I was a child. I love that prelude. The groove there in Mali and West Africa is a lot of 6/8, 12/8. I love that groove. I have a good friend, Lassana Diabaté, the balafonist. Mm-hmm. And because he was a very challenging guy, you know, he wants to play jazz. Sometimes he called me, teach me, Joe, please, the Brazilian song. You know, he's involved in the, his tradition, mundane tradition, but he's very open guy and musician. So he asked me all the time. And when he came in Paris, for me, it was a good opportunity to make a recording. So we work on it. He learned with me, like, every day. He learned that song because, you know, don't find one balafon player play this song or that kind, you know. There are many very good balafonists, but very difficult to learn to play that. So he learned this and he improvised on this. So I was very happy. He can play his music. I try, but he can try also to play the European music and so difficult like this.
Describe the other instruments in the recording.
It's just a bass play with us.
A bass.
And the piano, me, I play the piano.
Okay.
The bass player is one of the famous Cuban musicians living in Paris now, is Felipe Cabrera.
I see. Have you performed this song, Afro Bach, live yet?
Yes, once in Paris, once or two times we played this.
How was it received?
Oh, people were very upset in English.
Enchanted.
Surprised, you know. Wow.
Surprised.
Yeah, it's a traditional African instrument. So it was a very interesting experience.
Thank you so much for the time and the music.
Oh, thank you, Anna.
Bravo, bravo, encore. Oh, wow. That was Joe Kayat, everybody, and Lassana Diabaté and Philippe Cabrera with Afro Bach.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
Hi, darlings. This is Heather, and I've got three back-to-back tunes for you now to rock us through to the end of the show. Confirmé by Kandia Kora, Naboya, a seriously funky groove by Freddie Masamba, and Faya by Davido. Here's Kandia from Guinea.
Gine di mide rasta mandira, kame di mide rasta mandira.
Kanyakora,
confirmé, 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 confirmé. Aluma yesala maya gele ma mote giala benye, monote masala inoye. Kanja jamaye ngobi amadia dolunye monote masala rinoye salama ya hela teni fenti ya hesa belili
Sangala sangala chop chindi chop chindi chaka chaka na boy zangala zangala ze kantondo bobusonza yanche
nkishimi gwiri olodi gwiri jamo yigwiri ukwiza bonga toto gwiri petrol mamba meto funza mfwa mabeto pini zeto bandu zeto bele lazo besa tukengi zonza pele hapwane malopa nkishimi gwiri olodi gwiri jamo yigwiri. Mama meto mfunza mukumuja mbongo shitumi kwidi bichimi kwidi mzenga na zenga bichibieto vila zeto hatu kwa nema leo kwa mbibo
Maxwell, that was Davido closing us out this edition of Music Time in Africa with Fire. It's been a pleasure today. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Special thanks go to Anana Haruna and Kel Asouf in Brussels and to Joe Kayat in France. Hit me up, guys, on social media. Any of these platforms will work. My WhatsApp, that number is +1 202 203 4118. Email, musictime@voanews.com. Twitter, @musictimeafrica. And, of course, my Facebook page. So, leave a message, a DM, a voicemail. I might even include you in a future show. Here's a reminder. Every week, the Music Time Hour begins with 5 minutes of breaking news. So on our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. On shortwave radio, tune in on Fridays at 0905 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, 2205 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Yeah, till next week. Stay beautiful, my M's. Stay beautiful.